It paves the way for horrors we can't yet even imagine, including targeted biological weapons. Imagine a pathogen that attacks only those people whose genetic code contains certain ethnic markers. It could enable widespread ethnic cleansing on the genetic level.
I see your concerns, Sienna, I do. But this technology could also be used for good, couldn't it? Isn't this discovery a godsend for genetic medicine? A new way to deliver global inoculations, for example?
Perhaps. But unfortunately, I've learned to expect the worst from people who hold power.
In the distance, Langdon could hear the whine of a helicopter shatter the air.
He peered through the trees back in the direction of the spice bazaar and saw the running lights of an aircraft skimming up over the hill and streaking toward the docks. Sienna tensed.
I need to go,
she said, standing up and glancing to the west toward Ataturk Bridge.
I think I can get across the bridge on foot, and from there reach...
You're not leaving, Sienna, he said firmly.
Robert, I came back because I felt I owed you an explanation. Now you have it.
No, Sienna, Langdon said. You came back because you've been running your whole life, and you finally realized you can't run anymore. Sienna seemed to shrink before him.
What choice do I have?
She asked, watching the helicopter scan the water.
They'll put me in prison as soon as they find me.
You've done nothing wrong, Sienna. You didn't create this virus, nor did you release it.
True, but I went to great lengths to prevent the World Health Organization from finding it. If I don't end up in a Turkish prison, I'll face some kind of international tribunal on charges of biological terrorism.
As the thrum of the helicopter grew louder, Langdon looked toward the docks in the distance. The craft was hovering in place, rotors churning the water as its searchlight strafed the boats.
Sienna looked ready to bolt at any instant. Please listen, Langdon said, softening his tone. I know you've been through a lot, and I know you're scared, but you need to think of the big picture. Bertrand created this virus. You tried to stop it.
But I failed.
Yes, and now that the virus is out, the scientific and medical communities will need to understand it fully. You're the only person who knows anything at all about it. Maybe there's a way to neutralize it or do something to prepare. Langdon's penetrating gaze bore into her. Sienna, the world needs to know what you know. You can't just disappear. Sienna's slim frame was shaking now, as if the floodgates of sorrow and uncertainty were about to burst wide.
Robert, I don't know what to do. I don't even know who I am anymore. Look at me.
She put a hand on her bald scalp.
I've turned into a monster. How can I possibly face...
Langdon stepped forward and wrapped his arms around her. He could feel her body trembling, feel her frailty against his chest. He whispered softly in her ear.
Sienna, I know you want to run, but I'm not going to let you. Sooner or later, you need to start trusting someone.
I can't, she was sobbing. I'm not sure I know how.
Langdon held her tighter. You start small. You take that first tiny step. You trust me.